Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to me, thanks for listening to me, because, you know, you're listening. Well, it's a new day. We're at episode 14. Woohoo! I made it past the dreaded number 13! Okay, so, it's been a week. It's been a very interesting week. My last podcast, I was talking to my son, trying to talk to my children about how, you know, we do homeschool and how things have changed between 10 years ago and now. I mean, it's always how it goes, right? We have this most robust conversation, and then as soon as we turn on the recording, it just falls apart into chaos, and it's just like, damn, I need to have my house bugged so we can always get these conversations, and I can just filter them and just post them for you to enjoy. But yeah, I like my privacy and I don't want you guys to be all up in my business like that. So even though I know I have a lot of gems that I can share, I really don't feel comfortable having you guys being able to hear me all the time. Well, like I've alluded to before, I turned 40 and a lot of stuff has been coming to light. I had been noticing that I was going through a lot of ebbs and flows and I thought it was all attributed to menopause. Yeah, I'm just going to call it menopause at this point because, you know, perimenopause, postmenopause, premenopause, people don't understand. All I know is I'm on the road to this stuff stopping. So, just to keep it simple, menopause is on the horizon and that comes with a lot of hormonal changes. And you know what? Homeschooling while going through those ebbs and flows is kind of crazy. And then on top of that, I was realizing that I already knew I had autism. I was on the spectrum. I was diagnosed a long time ago, but I had been so well equipped to, you know, function regularly because, I mean, I knew I had these obsessions that I would go through and it was fine. But, you know, what I also realized is that they don't really diagnose ADHD in women. They didn't even research that stuff, like, for real. You guys didn't even care about the other half of the population. You thought that hyperactivity only manifested in boys. Dude, I was climbing trees and chasing after cars like a freaking dog. You didn't have a clue. Come on. So you just attributed that to me being autistic? No. That hyperactivity, that tomboyishness that they're finally realizing had some sort of adaptation in girls for ADHD. It's like hindsight is 2020. Like, so now I'm trying to cope with the hormonal changes from turning 40. My autism and needing, like, structure and my OCD and having to do things a certain way and having everything in a certain way. And now I'm realizing that me needing those things to be done in a certain way, it was also in conjunction with my ADHD and my obsessive compulsive disorder. Like, what the frick? Like, seriously? Come on. I knew that I wasn't like everybody else, but you're just like throwing everything at me. And now I have to deal with this while trying to homeschool a 5-year-old that's running around with ADHD. But I've always been a reflective person and journaling is always freaking awesome. So I was looking back at some of my old journals and I was realizing that I'm not alone. I was also realizing that when you kind of have like this combination or trifecta, as it were, of neurodivergency, you have a tendency to attract people of similar, I don't like to call it an affliction, but gifts. And I was going over how men's ADHD manifests, and I was like, oh my God, that's my ex-husband. That is my ex-husband. He is not only ADHD, he is also a narcissist, and he is physically abusive. Go figure, but that's him acting out. And his drug use was never overdose levels. It was always to calm himself down. It was always to relax. It was always to, you know, mitigate his hyperactivity. And I always was just like, yeah, it's cool. I get it. Calm down. Relax. But you know what? You need to start doing this other shit because you're starting to piss me off. That was how our relationship was. I totally understood where he was coming from. I didn't do drugs. It was not my thing. It is never my thing. And I attribute to the autism and how I think that my body is just, it needs to be immaculate, even though I'm fat. That's just because I like to eat. But I try to eat healthy, but my problem is I don't do things. I sit on my butt. So even though I'm eating healthy, I'm still eating a lot of food. So I'm not skinny, but I'm not like obese. I'm obese technically by their standards of what obesity is for my height. But to me, I think I look good. I think I'm in proportion. I mean, I've always said, so long as my chest doesn't go past my stomach, I'm sexy. But anyway, so I was thinking about how I was going through all of these hormonal changes and how they can actually be hereditary because, come on now, chemical imbalances in the brain, how you think, all of those things are all capable of being passed down to your children. And I was looking at my oldest child and I was like, oh my gosh, he's got my version of ADHD. He's got the feminized version of ADHD. He's quiet, reserved, but he comes up with the most strategic things when he hyper-focuses on things. It is glorious to behold. And then my middle child, he is just like a bull at a china shop, but he is so quiet when he focuses on things. It is so weird to witness. And he has always been the type where he will think after he does things, but I think that's only because his body is like thinking ahead of his brain's process. It's so weird because it's like he'll make so few mistakes, but he's still accident prone at the same time. It's like he stepped on glass. Like that hadn't, he had no control over that. Like how was he supposed to know that somebody threw a bottle over the balcony and it broke the night before? He was adamant about traversing outside in a certain way that was avoiding other things, and it just happened that he stepped on a piece of glass. But he has always been like Spider-Man. Like he's always got like a spidey sense and he does things and he's always thinking, like his brain just can't keep up with what his body's doing, and it's interesting to see. And my five-year-old, he's just coming into his, I think he's just active just because he's surrounded by active people and that energy is just infectious. It's glorious. It's glorious when you see it in your children. It can be annoying at times because then it's just like, you guys need to sit down and give mommy quiet time. You guys are too loud. I can't think straight. Like everything is falling apart because you guys won't go away for 5 minutes. So I've decided to start a blog series about it because I'm going to be honest, my ADHD has made it very difficult for me to keep things in order, but the advent of AI has allowed me to take all of my ideas, put them into a single chat, and then tell them, okay, now make it make sense so that other people can follow along with me. And I basically just take all those ideas. I have over 1,000 posts on my blog right now. So I'm just going through and putting them in the recommended orders that the AI has provided for me. And I really hope that you guys can get on board now because I'm telling you, like, I need to stick with a certain structure. And COVID really messed me up. And I'm kind of glad that COVID came around because then I wouldn't have known that this was going on underneath. And I wouldn't have realized that my migraines were just overload, chemical overload. They could never tell me what was causing them because I never had the pain. I never had a splitting headache. I always just had the aura. No pain, no, it was just pressure. And when I went to my doctor for my checkup to discuss my hormone levels, he was basically telling me that, yeah, I have ADHD, I have serotonin deficiency, I have dopamine issues. And I was just like, oh, wow, you guys could tell me this 14, 20 years ago, you know. You guys are great. You guys are really on top of your preventative health, aren't you? And you see how my brain goes? I had a point here. I had a point, and I totally lost it because I'm just so frustrated and irritated and overcome by the fact that when it comes to perimenopause, there's very little research for women. When it comes to ADHD, there's very little research for women. It's like, when it comes to women, doctors don't care. And then when we try to parent and we need to know what's going on so that we can be better parents for our children, their response is, oh, well, you just need to get a man. You need to get a husband. You need to be in a relationship. You need to do all these things. But the one thing that I always tell my children is, if you don't know yourself, how on earth can you relate to anyone else? And I think that goes along with the autism in me, because you're highly masking. You're constantly pretending to be one thing or the next or the other because you're socially awkward and you don't really know how to fit in because you know you're not like everybody else. You already know it. It's like the things that you see, you're just like, why are you doing that? That doesn't make any sense. That's not logical. And so I find it funny, it's like in high school, I was friends with everybody because I could just mimic what they were doing. And although it's in hindsight that I'm realizing that I was doing that, I still know who I am. I still know how my brain works because I've always done the self-reflection. I've always done the internal work to know who I was, know what I like, know what I don't like, know what I'm willing to compromise on and what I'm not willing to compromise on. And I'm just wanting to make sure that I am empowered to educate my children so that they can be empowered as adults. But they're going to be men. There's going to be plenty of research on ADHD for boys. There's going to be plenty of research on them being helped without medication, because we refuse to take medication. I'm a firm believer in diet and exercise and coping mechanisms because, hello, I didn't get any medication. I didn't get anything that was external to help me. All I was told was, do this, do this. Learn how to make your own routine. That's why I created my planner pages. It's like, I needed to do things in my way. Granted, I needed some help. But once I read thousands of self-help books and productivity and all of that, I came into what helped me, the coping mechanisms that I needed to be able to function at my highest level. And I succeeded for the most part, except for the fact that I didn't have a high support system. And because of my autism, I felt like I was inadequate. And when I was rejected, I was rejected hard. I felt it deep within me, and it just made me just shut down. And I didn't realize that that shutdown factor was my ADHD. My brain was so overworked from trying to network and communicate and do things with other people that I just couldn't. I had to shut down. I had to isolate myself. And I'm realizing that I need to isolate myself now, which is probably why I'm so uncomfortable in front of the camera. Because I don't want to be seen as awkward. And then on top of that, my logical mind is like, I don't want to be seen because some people see me and they find a disconnect between how I sound and how I look. And they want to make assumptions. And it irritates me because I can see that. And that's personal. That's all on me. And I'm sure I'll get over it after a while with the help of my son, who loves acting and loves to be in front of the camera. But it's just trying to navigate having these issues and then having them compounded on you while trying to educate your children is off-putting. It's I don't want to call it depressing because I don't really get depressed. I just get tired. And I tried to communicate that to my doctor, and he looked at me like I was cockeyed and crazy, like, no, you're depressed. I'm like, no, this is not depression. I'm just actually just tired. My brain has done a lot of processing work. I've done a lot of activities. I've done a lot of things, and I'm genuinely just tired. I have the motivation to do things. It's just that my body won't allow me to do it. And then when I was going over all of those lovely tests, and they basically said, oh, you've got ADHD. I was like, you idiots. You couldn't tell me this 20 years ago. But anyway, just, I don't get depressed. I just get tired. And I know that I don't get depressed. I know that I'm just tired. And when you have active children and they're constantly trying to do things, I wish that my ex-husband was around to take on that role, to be that hyperactive energy that I know that he is. But he, on the other hand, got so depressed and so defeated that he completely retreated from me. And being that I am, being who I am, I just couldn't tolerate it. It's like, I know this is going on with me, and I know how to fix it. Why don't you know how to fix it? Why are you falling into this hole of depression and you can't get out of it? I don't know how to help you. And my lack of emotional intelligence didn't allow me to communicate with him in a way that maintained a healthy marriage. But if I would have known definitively what was going on, then maybe I could have sought the right therapist. But on the other hand, he's like 55 now, and he has never gone to therapy. He's always self-medicated. He has always done the negative things. I don't even know if it's worth trying anymore. And even though I can admit that he was abusive, the reality of the matter is I still love him, because I know what's going on with him. I know exactly what his problems are, what they stem from. And I, like he, deserves somebody to love them unconditionally. Only problem is that our interactions are unhealthy for our children to witness. And me being the responsible parent, I don't want that around them. So I don't talk negatively about their dad, but I let them be aware that he has addiction issues. I have addiction issues that stem from something deeper that's not necessarily all trauma-based. I'm not going to say that I don't have any trauma in my past, but I do. And I'm not going to say he doesn't have any trauma in his past. I know he does. But how we react and cope is fundamentally dictated by our neurodivergence, our neurological makeup, our chemical releasing mechanisms in our brains that only allow a certain way of coping to be sufficient. I know that sounds bad, but it's just like my ADHD gravitated towards him because there are times where I need that spontaneity. But the autism in me is just like, okay, we got to plan this spontaneity. Like, I need to finish this first, and then we can go do whatever. And I think it's funny because I'm not the only person that thinks like that. I'm noticing that there are more women that have been diagnosed late in life that are like, yeah, I've always been like, yeah, plan spontaneity. Yeah, we got to plan that spontaneity. Oh, you want to just go there? No, I got to finish this first, and I'll meet you. But I'm all up for it. And if I don't finish, I won't meet you today. Can we do it tomorrow? And then it's interesting. So I'm going to try and document all of this stuff. AI has definitely helped me get everything in order to where I...
The OCD autistic in me is just like, finally, it makes sense. And people aren't going to be like running around like rabbits trying to keep up with me. So the whole point of this 20-minute rant was to express how beautiful it is to watch my children, how I understand my ex-husband, and even though I'm going through these hormonal changes and neurodivergent issues, I'm using AI to help me finally be more consistent in helping others, because that has always been my purpose and why I had started this 4 years ago. That's crazy as all get out. I started this 4 years ago. I started my blog in 2017. And I'm finally being able to have the tools necessary to be of use and help at large, and not just on a small scale of the people around me that know me, that have conversations with me and can actually keep up with what I'm saying. Because once I get home, I look at my computer and I'll type up some things and they start going exactly like how I'm talking to you right now. And then I would get tired, because then it's like, now I have to format. Now I have to proofread all the tasks that I need to do. And then ADHD kicks in and I can't. And then I say I'm going to do it tomorrow, and then I just can't, because then I'm looking at it and it's like, oh, I just got to edit. No, because as soon as I open it to edit, then I think I got to proofread. I got to spell check. I got to do this. So I hope you understand why I've kind of been all over the place. I'm sorry I've been all over the place, but I've got AI now. I've got AI now. So if nobody's told you that they love you today, I love you. Stay blessed.